This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:04, time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies. Call 618-372-7077. And by the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
All right, Mr. Blue, thank you very much.
Dang right.
Blues are down. They will be down 0-2. And what time is the game tonight?
6:30.
All right, so about 9:30, they'll be down 0-2.
1-1.
Oh, okay.
1-1.
Right. Sure.
Out in five.
Nope.
I appreciate your optimism, Tobin. You're a big Blues guy.
Yeah.
Big Blues supporter.
But the Blues, the last 2.5 weeks of the regular season, have not played well. They're really on a big downtick, and that's my only reasoning behind it. They just have not been playing very well. Now they've got an injury to one of their main goalkeepers, their best goalkeeper.
He's already back.
And
he's back. He's fine.
He's not. He's not fine, Tobin. He's back.
He's the backup.
He's not fine.
He's back. Don't worry about it. He's fine. He's healthy.
You need to look fine. No further than the Cardinals last year. You got to be hot at the right time.
That's right.
And the Blues had a great season, but they did not play well the last 2.5 weeks, like Terry said.
They're losing
double overtime at home when you were the best home team in hockey all year long.
That hurt.
Can't lose game one on your home ice like they did. So they better win tonight. They may not be coming back to St. Louis for a game. They may not get to game five if they lose tonight.
That's true.
Tobin's already in Blues mode, as you can tell.
Yeah. Sorry.
And vacation mode. Upstairs, Tobin's already gone.
He's gone. that plane has already left.
Oh, buddy. So the Blues will take on the Sharks tonight.
I've already got a text from my dad. He's landed, so he's already down in Florida. So.
Yep. Tobin's mentally already gone.
I'm gone.
That's different from...
fair point. Fair point. We'll have Cardinal baseball coming up for you this morning at 10:30.
Somebody's going to pick up the slack that Uncle Ralph's not here.
That's right. That's right. Got to get our first Uncle Ralphism in of the day.
Wow.
So we got to meet our quota. We got a quota here.
That's right. That's right.
It's championship ring day for the Cardinals today at Busch Stadium. They will get those rings. We will have live coverage coming up at 10:30. The ring ceremony set to begin at 11:25, and we'll have it all for you on WSMI AM 1540. And Mother Nature wasn't very kind to the Cardinals home opener yesterday.
No, it wasn't. And Adam Wainwright still feeling the effects, perhaps, of recovery. And the fact that it was such a cold, damp day certainly did not help.
No.
Not to make excuses, and he wouldn't make any excuses, but it doesn't help.
And I think everyone who's a Cardinal fan hoped that he would just kind of come back from the surgery and not miss a beat and be the same Adam Wainwright that he was before he got hurt. Obviously, that has not been the case. And the biggest concern, I guess, is velocity way down.
Yeah. And a lot of hanging breaking balls just right in the middle of a plate that just got crushed. And you know, Adam Wainwright will be the first to admit that, hey, I didn't pitch very well and I have to do better. And he will. He's got the right mindset. And, you know, Cardinal fans don't need to panic.
Well, and the good thing is the rest of the starting staff has been pitching well. You know, if the rest of the pitchers had gotten off to a slow start, then they would really have a problem. But with the way they played on that road trip, the starting pitching was so good, that should take a little pressure off of Wainwright.
Well, Kyle Loesch has impressed me here early on, and I guess he's now far enough removed from his bizarre surgery that he's at full strength. Jake Westbrook, contract year. So you know, he's going to put together some pretty good numbers.
And Kyle Loesch in the contract year, too. And
yes,
I guess
he is.
If you have to drop your pitching staff, if you can get two or three guys who are in walk years, for whatever reason, professional athletes, they do better in a walk year.
And Garcia seems to have overcome his, at least in the early going, overcome his phobia of getting into a little bit of trouble and having maybe a lapse of concentration. He seems to have buckled down, and boy, he's been impressive as well. So
really has been. The whole starting staff, the whole team. I mean, you look at the schedule at the start of the year, you think, oh boy, you play the first game ever at Miami. That's not easy.
Yeah.
And then you got road series at Milwaukee and Cincinnati. Nothing easy about that, and you come out of it 5-2.
Not a bad road trip any time of the year.
That's right.
Let alone to start off the season. And you know, the Cardinals' bats were extremely hot to start the season. That's going to even itself out. It always does. But the thing I like about the Cardinals thus far is, and they've hit plenty of home runs, but I like the shots up the gap.
Oh, yeah.
That's stuff that you just didn't see a whole lot of in abundance with the Cardinals in years past.
And as hot as their bats have been, it's not like unproven rookies have been getting these hits. I mean, these are proven veterans that are doing this. So you can reasonably expect it to continue if they can stay healthy. That's going to be the biggest thing. Berkman's already dinged with a calf. Can you keep these guys healthy? If you can, the offense is going to be there throughout the year.
So shapes up to be an exciting race. You know, the prognosticators say, well, the Cardinals ought to really, you know, handily win the division. No, not going to happen.
Never happens that way.
It never happens. Because baseball has a way of evening things out.
And you don't want it to happen that way. Every year the Cardinals run away with the division, they lose in the playoffs.
Sure, absolutely.
You want that competition in the second half of the year to where you have to grind it out all the way through.
And, of course, Major League Baseball now with the addition of the additional teams in the wild card for the one-game playoff, sort of changes the look of postseason, especially once you get into late August and September. When you have the possibility of two teams making the wild card.
And it makes winning that division all more important because you don't want to be one of those wild card teams that plays that one-game playoff.
Yeah, yeah. If you're having, you know, you got a shot when you can play a series. When it's one game, you know, crazy hop off, you know, a crazy bounce off a little pebble in the infield, and, oh, man, you're going home.
So. That's exactly right. Yeah. So the Cardinals lose their home opener yesterday to the Cubs, but you figure you're down 8-0 basically before the fans can even get settled in.
Oh, yeah.
And they battled back and made a ball game out of it. So that's what I took from the game. Sure, they lost 9-5, but they were down 9-0 in the fifth inning, 8-0 after three, and they didn't give up. There was no quitting, and they kept battling.
And let's look at Adam Wainwright. I mean, right after the, you know, he gives up the first four runs of the ball game, they could have pulled him.
Yeah.
And Wainwright would have no part of it. I mean, he took one for the team. He pitched a few extra innings, and you know, he's going to have to work his way back. So, but boy, he's a tough customer. He's got that mental toughness, and I think we'll see great things out of Wainwright before the year's over.
Oh, I think so. But baseball's a funny game, as we all know. You know, the Cardinals spoiled the home opener at Miami, spoiled the home opener at Milwaukee. So it's only fitting that the Cubs come in and spoil their home opener. Turnabout's fair play.
Turnabout is fair play.
That's right.
Absolutely. Tim, before we go any further, we have a few cancellations. The Ramsey softball tournament's been called off today. The Pena Open track meet's been rescheduled for Monday afternoon at 4. The Hillsboro Middle School Invitational track meet postponed until Monday at 1. The Carlinville Middle School track meet has been canceled, outright canceled. And the Staunton North Max girls soccer game called off today as well, and probably everything else in the area. But those are the ones that have called in. So.
It's hard to imagine that anything scheduled for outside today in terms of high school sports.
The Roubaix is still going on.
Oof, miserable.
But I would hate to be out on the course when lightning starts dancing around.
Well, that would be the only time. Richard Small told me that would be the only time that they would halt it if there was threat of lightning. But they've biked through.
But what would you do if you're halfway through the course? And lightning starts, I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do then?
It's just like a parade. You have a parade going on, and the lightning strikes, and you've got a...
Most people have cars they can climb into, Tobe, and be grounded.
Okay.
In a bicycle, you're out.
Talking about something like a band, something like that, that's carrying a metal baton? They don't have
a
car really
to go. And they can get in underneath cover.
That happened a couple years ago.
You're talking about getting underneath trees for protection.
That happened a couple years ago at Staunton. They had to cancel their parade halfway into it.
Two different things.
Freak lightning storm.
Two different things. A parade route's not 30 miles.
We'll agree to disagree.
Yeah, but you're wrong and I'm
right. Here on the 14th day of April.
Route number two. There you go.
Bam. Coming up, I would say, in about...
Let's see, your mic number is
13 hours, the Titanic struck the iceberg 100 years ago today.
Just kind of like this show.
And that's right. And began its slow descent to the bottom of the ocean.
Here we go, boys.
Well, as long
now as... You've been fascinated by the Titanic ever since you were a kid.
Yeah, I always have been. I don't know why. It's ever since I was little, I've always been fascinated by the Titanic. I don't know what it is.
Was it the fact that you were able to look at pictures? Of course, when you were younger, they had these great pictures that they were able to take with the unmanned submarines and the cameras. And, And you really got the close-up look of that.
I always remember in junior high, they had a book in the junior high library. It was all about the Titanic, and they had those underwater photos. And I checked that thing out more times than any other book, probably more than even the, what were those Hardy Boy books? I always liked to read those when I was a kid. But I checked the Titanic book out more than that. Just fascinates me. Mm-hmm. Everything about the Titanic fascinates me. And they've had all these different introspectives on it, you know, like on PBS or like the Discovery and History channels, you know, the last couple of weeks. It's just something about it. It's just it's a point in time that is just kind of frozen. It's, you know, everything was so different, but yet you can still relate to it.
What outer space does for me, interest-wise, inner space does for you.
I would say that's probably a very good way to put it. But just to think that 100 years ago, today, like right now, everyone just having a great, jolly old time on the unsinkable ship, and then in about 12 hours,
isn't there a movement to try to get that up off the ocean floor? I thought there was. I thought James Cameron was trying to do something like that to help preserve
something. James Cameron might be trying, but
Robert Ballard, who actually made some of the first expeditions to the Titanic years before James Cameron ever did, is pushing the international community to leave it alone. It's a gravesite, basically, and he doesn't want it to be disturbed. James Cameron, I think, on the other hand, the movie mogul, would like to obviously bring it up and make a gazillion more dollars off of it.
He'd like to make some money off of it.
But, you know.
I mean, at this point, it's been a century. Just let it alone now.
Well, and it's eventually going to rust away. Right. It's going to become part of the seafloor.
Well, I heard a couple days ago they were actually going to reenact the whole thing, like have a ship take off from the exact same port. They filled it up. People dressed up like they were 100 years ago, you know, and they were going to take the exact route and all this. And I thought to myself, you guys are stupid.
Yeah.
You talk about tempting fate.
Yeah.
You're all going to wind up at the bottom of the ocean, too.
It's kind
of
like the Poseidon Adventure.
What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. The sequel, Titanic, the sequel.
Surely it won't sink again.
Well, because of that movie, though, there is now a cruise line. I don't know if it's launched yet or not. Called the Titanic again. They're redoing it. Mm-hmm.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday, but I can't resist. The Titanic sunk 100 years ago. And the Cubs haven't won a World Series in that amount of time. I couldn't resist. The Cubs last won in 1908, and the Titanic sunk in 1912. I couldn't help myself. I had to do it,
and Terry. Fenway Park opened up.
And Fenway Park opened up. That's right.
They had their 100th anniversary yesterday on opening day.
That's hard to believe. 100 years at Fenway?
Cool park. For my money, neatest park.
You've been to Fenway, haven't you?
I've never been to Fenway. Oh, you haven't been to Fenway. I'd like to go to Fenway, but I've never been there.
Okay.
Cool. Is that on your bucket list to visit every ballpark?
I don't think I have a bucket. I'm anti-bucket list. I don't like the concept of a bucket list.
I mean, because that's my goal.
If you want to do something, just do it. Why do you got to make a bucket list? If you want to do it, go do it.
That's my goal before I check out. I'd like to see a ball game in every.
I thought your goal was to go to Florida.
That's Monday.
He does that every year.
Okay.
That's Monday.
Yes.
That's Monday. I'll send you a text. I'll have a blonde on my left, a brunette on my... No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we know that's not going to happen.
No, not anymore.
We need a... Reacts, it happened so much before. We need a break here on Sports Saturday. We're back after this.
Fun, food, and prizes. Hi, this is Dan Fleming, president of Security National Bank. Security National Bank is having their annual Customer Appreciation Day on Saturday, April 14th, from 8:30 till noon at all four locations, which include Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Stop by and enjoy refreshments and register to win prizes. Come in and help us celebrate Customer Appreciation Day at Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
And at 9:18, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Cloudy and warmer for today. Occasional showers possible. Expect a high of around 68 degrees. Partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain for tonight. We'll have a low of around 60. And then for tomorrow, becoming cloudy, there is a chance for some rain yet again. Expect a high Sunday in the upper 70s. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. It will be cooler. Expect highs in the mid-60s. The lows will be in the 40s. At 9:19, we have a temperature reading of 55 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:19, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
All right, Tobin Ott, thank you very much. Cardinal baseball coming up this morning at 10:30 on AM 1540 as the Cards and Cubs will do battle for the second time here in 2012. And kind of neat to see the Cards and Cubs playing the home opener at Busch Stadium.
What questions that comes to my mind with a Cards-Cubs opening series for the Cardinals at home is, why now? Because the Cubs series is one that you sell out any time.
True.
So why not bring in a team that you have trouble selling out for the opening weekend?
Let's be honest, though. The Cardinals never have trouble selling out.
They really don't. But they might have trouble selling out a Pittsburgh series in the middle of July, where if you had the Cubs there, they wouldn't.
True. And I don't know when the schedule came out. I don't know if the Cubs would have been in there for the opening series if the Cardinals hadn't won the World Series. As a Cardinal fan, that's what I like. The fact that the Cubs have to go there, watch the banner get raised, and then today watch the rings get handed out. I could care less that they won yesterday. Yeah, Who cares? Yeah. They put up a graphic on Fox Sports Midwest after the ball game. And by the way, I like hearing Mike Matheny talk after a ball game.
Yes.
Win or lose, this guy knows how to handle the media, knows how to talk. Because basically, when you're talking to the media, you're talking to your fans.
Yes.
And that's one thing that La Russa never grasped, or he just flat out didn't care. Whatever it is, he didn't like it, and that came off. But the media is the conduit to the fan.
Mm-hmm.
So that, to me, that always fueled the fans' perception of La Russa. He did it to himself by being so grumpy all the time. They could win 12-1, and he's grumpy. Why are you grumpy? But Matheny, breath of fresh air. But anyway, I digress. They put up a graphic. I think it was the history of the Cardinals, of all their managers. Or it was a lot. It was at least a list of 15.
Yeah.
Only one manager won their home opener. Every other manager in Cardinal history has lost their first game ever at St. Louis.
That's interesting.
So Matheny's falling right in line, so that's a good omen.
Yeah, that's
lots of success ahead for Mike Matheny.
Who was that manager?
I don't even remember. It was an old-timer, some guy that I'd never even heard of. But La Russa lost, Whitey lost, Red lost.
Yeah.
And that's really the only three that matter.
Yeah. And now Matheny.
So there you go. He's right where he wants
Torrey
to be.
Torrey probably lost.
He lost. Well, so.
Was Torrey to win the
Yeah. Win it? No, he wasn't one of the ones, so he lost too. Okay. So, yeah, just add him to the list.
Yeah.
So good things ahead for the Cardinales.
did Torrey have an. Yeah, he did have an opening day, didn't he?
Yeah.
I thought I couldn't remember if he just filled in and then.
That's when the Cardinals had no talent and no money.
Well, that was a dark period there.
It was a very tough period.
For whatever reason, the Cardinals have been a decade on, a decade off.
Seems like.
You know, 20s dominated, 30s not so much, 40s dominated, 50s, everyone knows about the 60s. People like to forget the 70s. 80s were good, 90s not so much, and then 2000, of course, good.
Yeah.
And hopefully, they can keep it going this decade, off to a good start with the World Series last year.
One thing Major League Baseball has done is they've altered their distribution of money from TV packages, where most teams have a pretty good influx of money, and I think it only helps Major League Baseball when a lot of teams are good.
Yes.
It's kind of like based on the NFL. You know, Pete Rozelle for years before Roger Goodell took over always preached parity. If everybody was about the same, we'd have great competition and good crowds, and I think Major League Baseball has seen that seen the light, so to speak, and with the TV money that's now available, they want to make sure that everybody's successful. And Major League Baseball, in spite of the economy, has come off a couple of really pretty terrific years as far as the ability to to increase the ratings on TV. Of course, the product has been extremely good as far as the postseason races have been concerned. And the crowds are really not diminished at all, and up, if anything. So,
of course, a trendy pick at the start of the year, the Washington Nationals off to a very good start. That park I have been to, the Nationals Park, I like that yard. That is a fun place to watch a ball game.
It seems to be like an intimate small ballpark where you're really close to the field.
It's a big park same time. It has that intimate feel, but yet it is a big yard, and when you walk around, it's just a really cool place. It's kind of got like that new age feel to it. Like they tried to incorporate the DC flavor to it, so it kind of has the feel like of all and the look of all the monuments and that type of look in DC. It's really cool. I've been to Pittsburgh, and DC went out there a couple years ago, and people always rave about the Pittsburgh park. I wasn't that impressed with it, honestly. Yeah. You know, it's neat. It's nice. Yeah. But for people talk about how it's the most beautiful view, best park, this and that, I don't see it, personally. To each their own.
Yeah.
But I was not overly impressed with the Pittsburgh park. And maybe that's just because it was talked up too much. Mm-hmm. But I thought the park in Washington, D.C. was just outstanding. So I would like to see the Nationals. Like, if I'm rooting for a team this year that's not the Cardinals, it's the Nationals.
Yeah. In the Eastern Division.
Yeah,
the Nationals.
I mean, they got a pitching staff.
Yeah.
Now they're starting to get a lineup. Mm-hmm. The Phillies have gotten old.
Yes, real quick.
Real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe this is the year for the Washington Nationals.
Well, they still have to deal with the Braves.
Yes.
And you wonder what Miami's going to end up doing.
Well, Miami's going to wind up just talking about Fidel Castro all year long and never win a ball game.
Isn't that a...
I guarantee you he's probably out the door. If that Cuban community down south does not come back to that ballpark and does not spend money at that stadium, he's gone. Yeah.
No, that's exactly right. That'll kick him out the door.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about that whole situation is the reason they hired him was because of his big mouth to get free publicity. And then he opens his big mouth and sticks his foot right in it and gets himself suspended a week into the season.
I will say this. His apologies did seem sincere.
But what's that mean, though?
Well, I mean...
You know what's better than a sincere apology? Not saying something stupid and offensive in the first place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't got to be...
Something we've learned.
Yeah. I mean, you don't got to be a brain surgeon when you're in Miami that, you know, maybe I shouldn't express my love for Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
Maybe not a good idea. Well, see, I think it was Marge Schott, when she still owned the Reds, she made some comment about Hitler, but like, he really wasn't that bad of a guy. You know? Stupid.
Yeah. And that got her suspended for...
Of course it did.
Yes, yeah.
Of course it did. You know, it's like, what are you doing?
Well, messing with Americana when you start saying things like that.
And just stick with baseball.
Stick with baseball. That's what you're hired to do.
Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The best phrase that you can have when you're in the public light, no comment.
Good point.
No comment.
Let's talk about the ball game.
They can ask you the question. All you got to say is, no comment.
Don't know. Not smart enough. That's above my pay grade.
That's right. You know, I wonder if he would have said, you know, that Fidel Castro, he was a good third baseman.
Yeah.
Wonder if that would have got him in trouble.
Yeah.
That guy could really hit. I've never seen someone hit a fastball like old Fidel.
You know, it could have.
I don't know.
That's a very dangerous area down there.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
The ballpark is in Little Havana.
Big mistake.
And he's paying for it.
Huge.
Well, the bottom line is, if the Marlins are successful on the field, they'll draw people.
I think so. But, you know, they've won two World Series, and they still can't draw people.
Well, but they've never been consistent.
True.
You have to be I mean, when you go and build a franchise, it's just like any sport. You want to be able to sustain success. The Marlins have not sustained success. The Cardinals have been... good fortune they've been able to sustain success. Now, they've not been in the playoffs every year, but they've generally had competitive teams, and due to injuries and stuff late in the year, a lot of times they fall out of the race. But as a general rule, they sustain success. You have, you know, the Yankees sustain success. The Phillies have sustained success the last decade, but now all of a sudden, are they getting too old?
The Marlins' problem is after they won the first two World Series, they're playing in a 90,000. I don't know how much Joe Robbie holds, 72,000, 80,000 seat stadium. That dwarfs everything.
Well, and plus they sold off their teams after they won the titles too, which didn't help. I guess that's probably the biggest difference for the Marlins now is they got to fight the perception that if they're good, they're just going to sell everybody.
Well, I think one thing that Major League Baseball did a few years ago was threaten to take teams out of the league. And there might be a little bit of lingering sentiment that, look, if we don't get our act together and actually compete, we may not have a team.
Right.
And that would be a sad thing to actually have subtraction from the league.
I think all professional sports should subtract a couple of teams, honestly.
Well, I there's probably pluses and minuses for that argument. But, you know, as it stands now, beginning next year, there'll be equal number of teams, 15 in each league for the American League and the National League, with Houston moving to the AL. So,
I mean, in St. Louis, you get spoiled with the sold-out crowds. I mean, sure, it was opening day yesterday, but there was, a two-hour rain delay?
Yeah.
Nasty day.
Oh, yeah.
45,000 strong, just screaming
second
and going
second biggest
nuts.
Crowd in the history of the ballpark.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, yeah. Second biggest crowd ever.
What was the first home opener?
Don't know.
No, it wasn't the first home opener because all the seats weren't open.
Yeah.
Probably a World Series game.
Yeah. Oh, probably a World Series game
last year. Not to interrupt, we got Mike Neal from Blackburn.
Oh, okay, good. Mike, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing just great, my friend, and I know you had a special afternoon of teaching baseball to youngsters schedule following the doubleheader. Has rain washed that out?
Unfortunately, it has.
Oh, my. Okay. Have you planned to reschedule it?
We play at home again next Saturday. I've got to talk to our physical education or sports marketing class that is helping me work with that. Make sure they're okay to do it again next Saturday, and if we do, we'll try and get it put back on for next Saturday.
Okay, so you have next Saturday. You'll probably have games at 1 o'clock and about 3 o'clock, and then the kids, I think it's age 6 to 13, will be able to participate in a free baseball clinic after the ball games.
Yes. You know, 5:30, somewhere in that range, I would guess.
Okay, Mike, what sort of things will the kids be able to participate in if you go ahead and put this together? Are we talking, I assume, throwing, fielding, that sort of thing?
Yeah, definitely. We'd start with kind of doing some throwing. I think throwing is the most neglected part of the game that's not taught as well as it needs to be taught. We'd start with that. We'd probably do a little base running, do some hitting, and then. Our sports marketing class has some competitions lined up with some prizes planned for some of the winners.
Will there be different age groups, or will everybody be in one session, so to speak?
We'd probably split it up between two age groups. The thing about it, we've got the baseball field, and then we also have the softball field right next door.
Yeah.
So we could put some of the younger kids over on the softball field because it'll be about the same size as the Little League diamond. So. We can do some of that. We'll probably do some things all together, and then we do some stuff split up a little bit.
Mike, you mentioned about throwing being a lost art. You know, when I was a kid, and I was never a good baseball player, I freely admit it, but I used to enjoy just playing pitch and catch with a friend, you know, and stand out there for an hour and just play pitch and catch. I don't know, does anybody do that anymore?
Not as much as it used to be, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They can get it on the video game somehow.
It's on the Wii. Well, like I've always thought that's been one of the reasons that you see more arm injuries now in baseball than, say, you did back in the 60s, because you don't get that where kids just go out and throw a baseball and they build up that arm strength. Now you come out the first day of practice, kids snapping off curveballs.
I agree completely. I think the arm is similar to a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And when you don't use it as frequently, that's when you put stress on it. And that's when, I'd never heard of a torn labrum until maybe 5-10 years ago. When I played, I'd never heard of a torn labrum. And guys are tearing labrums. And then, Tommy John surgery, that was heard of. But it's much more common today, I think.
And, Mike, tell us a little bit about how the Blackburn team's been doing this spring.
We had a little rough stretch last week where we lost 5 in a row. We kind of got it righted in game 2 on Wednesday up at Eureka. We played a lot better. We haven't shied away from the competition. We opened our season against a team that's now ranked 2nd in the country. Our second game was against a team that's been as high as 4th in the country, and our third game was against a team that's been as high as 12th in the country. So our overall record's 10-18. We're 6-8 in the conference. That included that rough spell there. I think. We're in the hunt to get in the conference tournament. Next weekend's going to make or break us, I think.
And who do you have coming up this week and next weekend?
We're at home all next week. We're home Wednesday against Eureka College in a 9-inning game. Friday, we're at home against Spalding of Louisville, Kentucky. And then the weekend series against Westminster. That's who we're tied with right now for the last spot in the conference tournament. That series is just going to be huge.
Oh, yeah. That's big time.
And no matter the level of baseball, it always comes down to pitching, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And Westminster is supposed to play McMurray in a three-game series this weekend, and I hope the rain's affecting them so they have to back up their pitching. And we had non-conference today, so it's not going to kill us from that standpoint, but we got to try and get, oh my, what are we looking at? 4 9-inning games and a 7-inning game, so 43 innings of pitching next weekend.
Wow. Yeah, not easy to do.
No.
Not easy to do at all. Well, Mike, we're going to assume that you're going to have your clinic, but if things change between now and then, you give us a call, and we'll pass that information along, okay?
Absolutely.
All righty. Mike Neal, the Blackburn baseball coach. Mike, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Take care. And, of course, bye. I think Blackburn's going to host the 1A sectional baseball tournament again this year in the high school postseason.
Yeah, so they seem to pretty much get that every year.
They get that every year, so, yeah. After a rain delay or two.
You know that. You know that.
No, he and seems to get
that's
ready
right.
That,
so. And that, you know, that's kind of been one of the things we talked a couple weeks ago on the show about how the weather was so good in the early part of the season, whether it's high school or the college baseball season. But now we're starting to get that more
traditional
weather. Yeah, traditional weather that we expect. So we'll see how, especially at the high school level, we'll see how the pitching's able to hold up here as you get some of these games rained out, especially these conference games. We're going to start getting backloaded here as we get closer to the postseason.
You know, a lot of times, Tim, when especially if you get down to crunch time, you end up doing double headers,
right?
With conference games, and those tend to take your toll, not only on arms but psyche as well. Sometimes when it's a long day, and you know students are still in school and that sort of thing. So yeah, going down the stretch, it'll be interesting to see how the weather can affect things. Probably this rain, not only is it good for the farmers, probably a pretty good break for some of the arms.
It was good. Yeah, absolutely. They played a lot. Well, we talked last week to the Lincolnwood coach, and they'd already played, 16 games already? Yeah. I mean, sometimes that's a season's worth last year.
Oh, man, yeah.
Of course, we got our broadcast schedule underway this past week, had some ball games on the air for you. We'll have some more coming up next week, of course, and then a week from today, the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament is scheduled, but it'll rain.
We'll be here.
Yeah, it'll get right down. It always does.
Especially when it's at Raymond.
Oh, you know that. Like clockwork.
I tell you. It just seems like that. When it gets to that side, it just takes years to get it played.
Yep. Oh. It's one of those things.
It's Mother Nature.
That's right.
Mother Nature. So anyway.
Saw the Toppers last week. They took on Cromville, what wound up being our first broadcast of the year. And I tell you what, the Hillsboro lineup. Not many outs there. You know, you start looking up and down, where am I going to get my outs? Mm. You go a long way before you find it, and you get down to that lower third, nothing easy.
And another thing, with Litchfield, I think Litchfield's an interesting team to watch this year. They've got a couple of guys that can pitch. They've got some decent fielders. I don't know. I think Hillsboro-Litchfield matchups would be a pretty good matchup. Of course, Greenville's going to be pretty good, painted pretty good this year as well in the conference. So interesting how the South Central is going to shake out here in high school baseball.
We have a cancellation to add here. The pitch hit and run session that's going to be held, that was supposed to be held today at the Hillsboro Sports Complex.
Okay.
Called off.
I think it's pretty safe to say that if there was any outdoor activity sports related today, it's probably going to be canceled.
Yeah.
I think that's a safe assumption to make.
Especially at the high school and junior high level.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
It's just too wet, too dangerous.
Of course, the Toppers got some bad news this past week as Brady Lynch will be out for the year, tore his ACL, non-contact in baseball. Of course, their top tailback in football is going to miss the upcoming football season. And go figure. You make it all the way through football, no injury. And then baseball, you blow your knee out. Yeah. That's something.
That's the foul pole syndrome at its worst.
It really is.
It really is. It really is.
We need a break here on Sports Saturday. We're back after this.
Outdoor play really burns the calories. Make sure the snacks and treats you serve your children are high in nutrition. When they say they're thirsty, pour big glasses of ice-cold Prairie Farms milk or Prairie Farms chocolate milk. For calorie counters, Prairie Farms 2% or skim milk. And here's another surefire warm weather thirst quencher. 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms. spring into savings at Quality Flooring. Get Nature Exotic Hardwood Flooring, 3 3/4 inches wide, 3/4 inch thick, and light walnut and natural, $4.99 a square foot. And it's time to bloom with Mirage Hardwood Flooring. Get a $10 rebate per carton now through May 12th. For example, if you get 1,000 square feet of Mirage Hardwood Flooring, you can save up to $500. It's on sale right now at Quality Flooring, 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. Quality you can stand on.
And at 9:39, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Cartlandville and Jacksonville. Cloudy and warmer for today. Showers likely. Expect highs in the upper 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Still a slight chance for some rain. We'll have lows, ironically enough, in the 60s. Heading into tomorrow, becoming cloudy skies. Chances for rain. Expect a high Sunday in the upper 70s. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies and cooler. We'll have highs in the mid-60s. The lows will be in the mid-40s. Right now at 9:40, we have a temperature reading of 56 degrees. And the weather forecast is sponsored by CarQuest in Cartlandville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Fun, food, and prizes. Hi, this is Dan Fleming, president of Security National Bank. Security National Bank is having their annual Customer Appreciation Day on Saturday, April 14th, from 8:30 till noon at all four locations, which include Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Stop by and enjoy refreshments and register to win prizes. Come in and help us celebrate Customer Appreciation Day at Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:40, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
All right, Topanot, thank you very much. We had a little AM issue. Taken care of now, though. It's always something at the old radio
that's
station.
Right. That's
they always say if when you go to a ball game, you might see something you've never seen before. You could apply the same sort of thing to radio.
We've had a couple of days this week with that sort of stuff.
That just answered the question, because I've been asked this. How do you know when Cardinal baseball comes on? Now they know.
Now, if you're listening to the AM, now you know.
Now you know.
That's exactly right. So the Cardinals will be coming up for real at 10:30 this morning on AM.
At least we hope so.
In theory. Goodness gracious.
Oh, my.
Of course, they go with the extended pregame here the first couple of days because they do the regular pregame show. Then they pick up the on-field ceremonies as they will be passing out the rings. And I've got, if I was the Cardinals, this is what I would like them to do. Of course, it's ring day.
Right.
At the ballpark. If you got a ticket to today's game, you get a ring. Not a real ring, of course.
Right.
I think, and this is just the devious nature of me, I would take the ring that Pujols is supposed to get. I would randomly put it in to the box of rings that they're going to give out.
Mm-hmm.
So a fan would randomly get a real ring. And then you take one of the replica rings and ship that off to Pujols.
Sponsored by Edward Jones.
That's what I would do.
Wow. That's interesting.
You know? Hey. You don't want to be a Cardinal? That's fine. We're going to give you a ring to a real Cardinal fan, and you can have this fake one.
Well,
go get one with the Angels.
But he earned that ring.
That's true.
He earned that
ring. He did.
Yeah.
He did.
I will say this, though.
That's what I would do, though.
The Cardinals.
I guess that's why I'm not making the decisions on that, among other reasons.
I will say
that's why you're sitting on your butt on a Saturday morning at a radio station.
Exactly right. Seems like a good idea to me. I don't know. Hey, come on.
When you put it down on paper, it looked pretty good.
That's right.
But,
everything's good in
theory.
Now
that we talk about it, you know.
I will say this. The Cardinals did a great job this year than what they did back in 06 with the World Championship ceremony, with how they presented the flag, how they the team representation from the championship teams. I thought they did a better job than what
Cardinals
they did back in 06.
Cardinals on opening day with the Clydesdales and the presentation of the players and the new vehicles and the Hall of Famers, and the Cubs have Bill Murray running the bases on opening day.
Well, that was unfortunate yesterday that the Clydesdales couldn't make their appearance because it was, but it didn't really feel like opening day without the Clydesdales.
But they'll be back.
They'll be back. That's right. Clydesdales. And, I mean, you can't send them out there when it's sloppy wet. I mean, that's no good.
Well, you don't want to get the Clydesdales hurt.
Well, that's true.
I mean, some of those Clydesdales are probably worth as much as some of those ballplayers.
They probably are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Absolutely. So that's a bit disappointing for the folks in attendance yesterday. They didn't get to see the Clydesdales, but still a good ceremony nonetheless.
You know, on a typical opening day, when you have the Clydesdales and the Budweiser theme song going in the background, that's just, you know, that's Cardinal baseball.
And we talked,
that's what it's about.
We talked last week about the ovation that Stan the Man would get him. Yeah. Boy, was big. That was thunderous, the ovation the man got there yesterday. Yeah. It was good to see him. Took the lap around the track in his golf cart. Good to see Stan in 91.
Actually had water dripping off of his face.
It was cold yesterday.
Yeah, it was cold, but Stan was out there.
You just hope the poor guy didn't get pneumonia from that appearance yesterday.
Wow. But boy, the fans,
they
were crazy for him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, wasn't that a great gathering of Hall of Famers from the Cardinals? I mean,
that
really is terrific. And with the you know, the representatives of the last four World Series teams.
That's right. And I'm full of all sorts of good ideas, but you got to get these old-timers out of these trucks. Red Shandings is 89 years old. Maybe we shouldn't put him in the bed of a truck. Nothing lower to the ground we can put this gentleman in? We don't need anybody breaking a hip. Right? I mean, it's cold. It's wet. Yes. Let's put him in a back of a truck.
Good luck in talking Red Shandies down to that, though.
That's a fair point. Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe a convertible. Maybe something a little lower to the ground. Golf cart.
Yeah, golf cart's
kind of
cool.
Why not?
Yeah.
Terry, maybe you could answer this. When did they start the tradition of the trucks?
Oh, a long time ago.
It's
been a while. I mean, as long as I can remember, they've been doing that.
Cardinals have done all sorts of things.
It's a great tradition. All I'm saying is, I mean, these Hall of Famers aren't getting any younger.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Gibby's no spring chicken. You know, they're all limping around
out
there.
Don't tell him that.
No, true. He'll bean me.
I'll take your idea and I'll one up you. How about having the Hall of Famers ride in on the Clydesdales?
I think that's a worse idea than having them in trucks.
That's not a good idea.
Really?
Not a good idea.
No.
Not climbing into that wagon?
No, that wagon's really up there. Horses are dangerous.
Yeah.
You can't put a 90-year-old man on the back of a horse. That's a terrible idea. We want him to be back next year, Tobin.
Okay.
That's one of those things. Sounds good in theory.
Yeah.
Well. Sounds good in theory until you got
to. Then you think about it for 30 seconds. You go, oh, geez. That's not a very good idea.
Well, we got Red up there. How did we get him off? Now what?
You bring in the hook and ladder.
That's right.
Rescue squad.
Hey, how you get him? Team Fredbird.
Well, it was neat yesterday, though. They had all four World Series trophies. And I did not realize, Terry, maybe you knew this, I didn't, that they didn't start passing out the World Series trophy as we know it till 1967.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first year they had the World Series trophy. I did not realize that. I thought that had been around for
a long time. Because
I was like, why are they starting in 1967? That's odd. Why wouldn't they do the 64 team as well? But then they said the trophy came around in 67.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who knew? Yeah. Not me. Not this guy.
That was back in the days when they played daytime baseball for the World Series.
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lost art.
See, but there's been more day games in the early part of the season than I normally remember.
Which is good.
I do, too. I like it. Well, I think and it helps them scheduling-wise because if they do have a bit of a delay, they can push it back an hour or two and still get the game in and not have to come back late in the season and look for an open date to fill or look for a doubleheader date.
Especially you get up in places like Detroit and Minnesota. You don't want to be sitting outside in April at 9 o'clock at night.
No, thank you. You don't want to be sitting outside at 9 o'clock in May.
That's right.
Sometimes.
I mean, usually at least one game gets snowed out in April, and I think that's already happened.
Colorado.
Was it Colorado?
It was Colorado?
I thought Cleveland.
Cleveland. You're right. Cleveland. You're right, Tobe. Yeah,
Colorado's
Cleveland.
Probably coming.
Colorado had some light snow falling, but they went ahead and continued to play.
Crazy.
So. See, Minnesota didn't used to have that problem when they were in the dome.
Again, this is my train of thought, and I've expressed this opinion several times before, but if Major League Baseball is going to approve the building of a new stadium, why would you not have a retractable roof on it? That just seems ludicrous to me. Absolutely ludicrous that you would not put a retractable roof. Because with the additional playoff rounds and everything, the season is longer than ever. You're starting earlier, you're running late. You know you're going to run into bad weather.
I agree. And I always thought, boy, you know what? The Cardinals should have put a retractable roof on their stadium. But you realize if they would have done that, they probably wouldn't have won the World Series last year.
Probably.
Because there wouldn't have been that rain out.
Right.
And so Carpenter never would have been in line to pitch Game 7.
But, you know, that's
But I'll tell you another thing. I think the Cardinals like rainouts. Or rain, not rainouts, rain delays. Because yesterday when that game goes into a rain delay, once you're in the stadium, you can't leave.
Yeah.
You know, if you've entered the stadium and you leave, you cannot go back in. So think about the amount of money that the Cardinals made yesterday during that two-hour rain delay period. The beers are flowing. The hot dogs are going down.
People are hungry and thirsty, and there's no other place to go. So, yeah, they're going to eat and drink and be merry.
That's exactly right. I mean, you got nothing better
to
do.
Buy souvenirs. Sure.
Yeah.
Especially in New Jersey. With the gold lettering.
I don't like those either.
It's hard to read.
It just looks weird.
Yeah, it just looks weird. It's kind of show-offish to me.
They did that in 06, except they had, I think, gold trim around everything. Yeah. And this year they went with the pure gold. But why didn't they make the birds gold? Why do those stay red? Everything else is gold.
Because they're Cardinals.
You make the bird. I get that, but
is that a team choice to do that?
What I did like was the hats. I liked the gold STL on the hat. I thought that was neat, but the gold numbers and the gold Cardinal, I don't know. I didn't care for it. And they're doing that again today for the ring ceremony, and then Sunday they'll be back to their normal home uni. But you remember when they did that in 07, they got swept against the Mets with those gold trims.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can wind up going 0-5 with these gold uniforms. Get them out.
Now, Tim,
get them out.
Don't be giving our coworker Jen Graham a heart attack now.
She does that to herself. She's got a football mentality for baseball.
Yeah.
They should go 162-0.
Yeah.
Bums.
It's not possible in baseball.
It's not. But wouldn't that be something?
It's not possible.
I mean, you talk about
wins is the record? Something like that? 118? Yeah. Something like that?
So. You think filling out a perfect NCAA bracket is impossible?
Oh. The great thing about baseball is the fact you can do virtually everything correct and lose.
That's
no other game can that really happen except baseball. You can be just, one pitch short of a perfect game, and you can lose.
Right. Well, and I like to peruse the internet message boards from time to time, and I've been checking out the Angels message board. They're already turning on Albert, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Already turning on him.
Oh, Ken Rosenthal from FoxSports.com was posing the question yesterday, is he worth it?
It's obviously way too early to tell, guys.
He's
not settled. His family's still in St. Louis. He doesn't even have a house. He's got no comfort zone right now. But think about this, though. It's a game of failure. We all know this. Mm-hmm. But if you're out in L.A., and all you've known of Pujols is the highlights.
Yeah.
They don't show him hitting into the double play. No. They don't show him going 0-5. They show him hitting the home run.
Right.
Getting the big double. They don't show what happens 70% of the time that he's up. So you just come accustomed to, he gets a hit every time. Yeah.
He bat 900, but, that's going to happen.
Now Prince Fielder, on the other hand, he's enjoying life in Detroit.
He is. He's a little more relaxed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But see, he doesn't have the same type of pressure though, because he's not a historically great player like Albert is.
Yeah, but he's got connections with that franchise.
Well, and that's true. That's true.
And the perception all year long was that he was leaving.
Yeah.
The perception all year long for Albert from everyone was that he was staying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's got that extra added pressure now to where they expect to do what he's done.
Yes.
MLB
yes.
Network had something about Albert and his struggles and that, and they said, well, maybe Anaheim shouldn't have been a good choice for him, because if you look at the ballparks that he would have to play in, it's a heck of a lot deeper in Seattle and Texas.
Big yards. Texas is a launching pad, but Seattle's big, Oakland's big. It's hard to hit a home run in L.A. at night, but Albert's going to be fine. He'll put up
He'll
his numbers.
The,
I don't know about the Angels. Everyone keeps telling me that the Angels are so good. Why? Their bullpen stinks. I mean, their bullpen is just awful, and their starting rotation is great, and that's good. But if you get to the playoffs and your bullpen is hemorrhaging runs, that's a big problem. Jason Isringhausen, I mean, the Cardinals got rid of him, 4 or 5 years ago for a reason. The Cardinals usually are very good at getting rid of players at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, Izzy's an Angel? Just odd to me.
Yeah.
Just odd to me. Look at them. I don't see the greatness that everyone talks about. Sure, the rotation is good. They got four outstanding starting pitchers, but you look at their everyday lineup.
And the thing about baseball, Tim, is you have to give them about 3 months.
You really do.
You really have to play 90 games. close to 70 to 90 games, somewhere in there, and you kind of get an idea of what this team is made up. Now, some teams will get hot, some teams will get cold, and may, you know, blow the pundits out of the water. But generally, after about 90 games, you're going to be able to see what these teams are.
And I would even say by Memorial Day, usually, yeah, you know.
Maybe
you
get, even not 90, 60 days.
You get two months in, and you have a pretty good idea of what you are.
Well,
Doesn't mean you won't get hot or get cold after that, but...
I say 90 simply because you have a month of hot weather in June, which I think is very important for a lot of teams. They need that month of hot weather to really settle into their ballparks, to settle into the travel routine. You get rid of a lot of the day games. You're playing more of a regular night schedule like you typically see Major League Baseball. After about 90 games, 80, 90 games, you really have a pretty good idea what a team is.
That's right.
So.
But for all those Angel fans who were just thinking, we're going to win 125 games. Albert's going to hit 60 bombs, bat 370.
Well,
not so
fast. He never did do that for the Cardinals.
No, he didn't. I mean, that doesn't mean they didn't expect it, though.
Well, they can expect all they want, but Albert, you know, whether Albert puts up the Cardinal numbers that he did in the past 11 years, I don't know. But he brings a lot of other good stuff to the table.
Oh, he does. Absolutely.
As we've talked about in the past. You know, he's a good in the clubhouse. He does an awful lot of work with the local community, which he did in St. Louis, and will continue to do in St. Louis. So, you know, I wish Albert the best. If the Cardinals ever play the Angels, I hope the Cardinals beat their brains in.
Right.
But, you know, good luck to Albert, because I think the Cardinals got everything they could want out of Albert Pujols for 11 seasons.
They got his best 11 years.
They got his best 11
No matter
years.
What he does Absolutely. In Anaheim, it will never come close to what he did for 11 years.
Probably not.
As a Cardinal.
Probably
it just won't.
It just, I mean, you get to a certain age and things start leveling out.
But he's already ran through a stop sign.
Yeah. How about that?
How about that, huh?
I wonder what they think about that.
Not too much.
Yeah.
Not too much. See, he had an innate ability when he was a Cardinal. He was invisible on the bases. He'd run through stop signs and always be safe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's getting a little bit older.
Yeah.
He was never fast.
No.
You know, but he's only going to get slower. And if he stays with his aggressive mentality, he's going to make a lot more outs on the bases.
Speaking of that, Yadier Molina yesterday, he got a nice little standing ovation, too, from Cardinal.
Oh, absolutely.
Cardinal Nation. Yeah.
Yeah. He was getting those
anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, but it seemed a little bit more louder now.
It was. Holiday's ovation was good, too.
Yeah.
But to me, Yadi is the guy now.
Yeah.
You know, just from what he's done, the big home runs he's hit in the playoffs, the way he handles the pitching staff, he is the guy. The most important player they have now, in my opinion, is Yadi because of everything he does. We always talk about that's what made Albert great, his defense, his base running.
Yeah.
Well, what makes Yadi great, obviously his clutch hitting and all that, but the way he handles the pitching staff, shuts down a running game, that he's the most important player they have.
And I think there's, you know, traditionally somebody like David Freese, who was an MVP of the League Championship Series, MVP of the World Series, would have all sorts of pressure on him, and maybe he does, but he sure doesn't act like it.
You wouldn't know it,
would
you?
He's just kind of, and I don't know that it's an act, I think it might be for real, he just realizes it's not last year. This is a new year, and we have to prove ourselves again. And, boy, you like that attitude coming in with
Freese.
He's
just a cool customer, isn't he?
He is. He is.
Nothing rattles him. And
everyone will go through their slumps.
Absolutely.
They always do because that's just baseball. But he's a pretty cool customer.
All these young guys they have, even when they're going through their tough stretches this year, they can always fall back on the fact, you know what? Nothing could be more pressure-packed than September and October of last year. All those young kids performed well in the playoffs. If you can do it then, you can do it now.
And I think that's why they put the happy flight and the rally squirrel on the ring. It's just kind of symbolized.
Squirrel.
Well, and look at John Jay, who played, I think, more games than any Cardinal did last year.
I think you're right.
It was in more games than any Cardinal. Kid that hits about 300, plays good center field for you.
Oh, plays real good center
field. I mean, he's a guy that's kind of there but not really noticed. Big, he's come up with some big hits. Daniel Descalso's been playing an awful lot at second base. Mm-hmm. Good glove man. Hasn't had much success with the bat early on, but boy, I don't worry about a ball being hit at second base, do you?
No, not at all.
I mean,
and with the lineup they have, you can afford to have a guy maybe who's not really raking it at the plate. I mean, he's your eighth hole hitter right now. I mean, what do you expect out of your eighth place hitter?
Yeah.
You mentioned it though, Tobin, stupid rally squirrel on the championship ring apparently.
It is.
Why?
On one side.
Why? I don't like it.
It was significant. If that rally
I don't like it one bit. You're the St. Louis Cardinals. You don't need that stupid rally squirrel on the
how
rink.
How many hits did the squirrel get? How many stolen bases did he? How many men did he throw out?
As many as you and I did.
That squirrel discombobulated the Phillies when that happened.
True. The good thing about the Rowley squirrel is that they made a bunch of money off of it, and it's Cardinals helping care. The children's hospital. That is good. That's the best thing and the only good thing about the Rowley squirrel. They built a big monument out in front of the hospital. That's all good. Yeah. That's all good. But for them to put it on the championship ring, that's outrageous.
It gives Fredbird competition now.
Outrageous. How many times has Fredbird been on the championship ring? Yeah, exactly.
Where does Fredbird get? He gets on top of the dugout. That's it.
He doesn't get on the ring.
Fredbird gets his own team, guys. Darn it.
He does, but I guarantee he's never been on the championship ring.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
They put the stupid Rowley squirrel on there.
Does he even get a championship ring?
He should.
He should.
I'm sure he does.
Does he have fingers to put it on?
No.
They may need to make him a beak ring.
They may make a tag for him to put on his wing.
That's right.
Like the naturalists do. They tag him, right? So they can check on him about once a year.
You got to keep tabs of him. He's a troublemaker. He's like Woody the Woodpecker.
Hey, big chain with the ring on it as like the medallion.
That's right.
That's Redbird's ring right
Sports
there.
Sports Saturday is done. Cardinal baseball comes up at 10:30 this morning on AM 1540. They'll pass out the rings. We'll have it all for you. AM 1540, Cards and Cubs, 10:30 this morning on WUSMI AM 1540. Sports Saturday is through. Tobin, you want to say go Blues? Does he want to do it?
You know it. Let's go Blues.
There it is.
There you go.
For Tobin, Terry, I'm Tim. That's it. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carletonville, and Greenville.